When you finish listening to this audio version, you should be able to answer the questions that appear on the written version of this class.
A downward spiral. Haiti's very fiber was conflict laden. Slaves and masters against each other. Blacks, mulattoes, and whites against each other. Whites in San Domingo and whites in France against each other. At every turn and at every level, there had been friction. There continued to be friction. The only environment they knew was based in cruelty and force. The execution of the whites by Dessalines eliminated one element in that equation, but the others remained, including the hostilities between the mulattoes and the blacks. The mulattoes claimed the remaining plantations were theirs, since the former slave masters were their fathers, and didn't want to share ownership of the land with the blacks. Dessalines distrusted the mulattoes, and most mulattoes did not like him because of his dark color. What was once a divided slave colony was now a nation divided. After Dessalines ordered the killing of all Frenchmen in Haiti, the country was further ostracized internationally. Neither the nations of Europe nor the United States established diplomatic relations with Haiti. They viewed Haiti as a threat to their slave-based colonies, and their hatred and fears increased when Haiti began helping other countries in South America free themselves from Spain. Near the end of 1806, Dessalines was assassinated, and Haiti was effectively split into two countries, the smaller one ruled by mulattoes under the leadership of Alexandre Pétion. Henri Christophe was elected leader of the much larger black nation in the north and immediately attempted to bring the mulattoes back into the fold, but failed.
In 1811,
Christophe declared himself King of Haiti, Henri I, and created an autocracy modeled after the absolute monarchies of Europe. Like Dessalines, he continued to practice forced labor. Like Dessalines, the defense of his country from internal and external aggression was his major concern, but he was also greatly concerned about educating the Haitian people. He solicited teachers from abroad and built schools, which greatly increased the literacy level of the new black nation. When Pétion died in 1818, Christophe tried to reunite the country again, but failed. Jean-Pierre Boyer succeeded Pétion as leader of the mulatto, and an illness left Christophe paralyzed. In 1820, as he watched his opponents get stronger and his grip on the army get weaker due to his sickness, he decided to commit suicide. That same year, Boyer claimed the entire country, and Haiti became a single nation again. It remained so until 1844. In 1825, Boyer made a serious mistake when he agreed to pay France 150 million francs to recognize Haiti's independence. That not only emptied the Haitian treasury and failed to change the attitude of white countries towards Haiti, it also left the country in debt to the French far into the future. In 1844, a revolution took place that overthrew Boyer's presidency. The internal conflicts and external animosities that had plagued the country in 1806 were alive and kicking, and Haiti was increasingly suffering the consequences.